there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. My guest today is Meg King, and Meg's mission is to support ambitious women in exploring and transforming their business while elevating their lives. With over 20 years as a coach and consultant and 22 years as a brick and mortar business owner, Meg's learned that the journey is one of resilience, curiosity, and relentless pursuit of self-worth in the face of chaos and breakdowns. Meg's approach is rooted in the belief that every female entrepreneur has a unique story and a unique vision. With guidance and a blend of technology, mental fitness strategies, Meg helps women be powerful CEOs. You're going to love this conversation with Meg, my girlfriend. So let's jump into it. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me for the podcast again. I am with my girlfriend, Meg King, and we are going to talk about chaos, clarity, how to get yourself together and really get your business fine-tuned. So Meg, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Kathy. I was so excited to be offered this opportunity and to spend some time with you.
It's just so much fun because, you know, we have very similar messaging. We're all about getting rid of the chaos, getting in clarity. And so it's a perfect marriage for me and you on this podcast. So tell the people, for those who don't know Meg, tell us a little bit about your journey and why you do what you do.
Well, so my journey started out in the salon industry, and I was that top technician and thought I knew how to be a business owner because I was a really good technician. So I opened up my own business, and I found myself in a fetal position on the floor because I did not know what I didn't know on how to run a business. And shortly thereafter, I hired a coach, and I was inspired by her, and she really helped me to see that I didn't have to know it all, that I really needed to have the support and the network behind me, and that she was one of those people on my team. And that really started me off in the coaching and consulting business. And now I've been doing that, for 20 plus years. Yeah, long time.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and it's one of the chapters in my book is Masters Hire Masters. And that's exactly what we all do. For those of us who are in business, who are thriving in our business, we count on other people to teach us what we don't know, because we don't know what we don't know.
Exactly.
You know, just like you got into the salon business and you're like, uh-oh, there's all this and more that I have to do to run this business. What was your big takeaway from working with the coach that she really helped you with? Like, what was your main pain point at that point in time?
Well, my main pain point as a child, even growing up and through my adult life, is I'm very dyslexic. Mm. And so I'm dyslexic, I'm dyscalculia and dysgraphia. So when it comes down to writing, when it comes down to arithmetic and reading and things like that. So what happened was my coach was able to help me see that I actually knew what I needed to know inside of me. I knew a lot, but mm-hmm. she was able to simplify some things for me and give me processes and resources to utilize. And the impact that that had on me, not only in my business, but really, truly, Kathy, the emotional impact of that was huge, was really huge.
You know, in dyslexia, it was so undiagnosed back in the day. I mean, my sister had it, and, you know, everybody just thought, oh, she's just a C student, and she was so smart. And no one can figure out, you know, why. Why is she a C student when she really has the capacity? She is an A student in reality. So that's fantastic. What a good journey. So if you had to tell your younger self now, you know, at 18, looking at yourself, what would be the advice that you would give her?
Do you know the company Spanx?
Yes.
Okay. So Sarah, I forget her last name, but Sarah, who owns Spanx,
Yep.
on the bottom of every bag of the Spanx, she has a quote that I love. And it is, "Don't take yourself or the rules so seriously."
Love it.
It's
Love it.
so true. And that's what I would tell my 18-year-old self, who was trying to prove how smart I was, who was trying to prove how valuable I was, who was trying to prove everything. Like, don't take it so serious.
Yeah, life's supposed to be fun and a journey, and I think we
Yeah.
often forget that
Right.
for sure. And even if you told her at 18, I don't know if she would have really held water until you turned 30, then you'd be like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that. Yeah, I love Sarah. I met her at a conference. She is just a fireball of energy, and
Yes.
just love that. That's fantastic. So right now, as you're helping clients with your coaching, what seems to be the pain point that most of your people are experiencing that you're guiding them through?
Well, what I like to say is that, besides going from chaos to clarity, is that I really like to help female entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, to be able to solve their pricey problems. Now, Kathy, you know what that means, but not everybody might know what that really means. But pricey problems in business could be making a decision like I did, where I trusted myself and didn't think I needed my attorney, and therefore it costs me my business.
Oh,
Yeah. So I
that's a
really
pricey
like,
problem.
that's a pricey problem, right? So I like to look at what are those pain points? What is really happening, and what is it costing them? It could be budgets, it could be time, it could be there's no real balance in work-life balance. That's a fallacy, but there is a way to manage it in a better way. It could be mindset. So those things all pop up and they're all different for everybody. There's no one cookie cutter piece that is going to be, I solved this problem. But I like to say, let's take the bowl of spaghetti, turn it upside down, and tease out the noodles and really see what's happening so that we can help solve that.
I love that analogy. And that's what makes consulting and coaching so interesting though for us, don't you think? Because
Yeah.
no two people are alike. Everybody has something there that is that noodle that's crooked that should be straight, that
Right.
and they don't know why, because it's mixed up in the whole pot of pasta.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not about the why. Sometimes the why has nothing to do with it. It's what's the end result that you're really looking for, and what's the cost and the payoff? So and it is different for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Tell me a story about one of your clients that you helped guide through their bowl of noodles.
Well, coming from the background of the salon industry, I've worked with a lot of salons and spas and other entrepreneurs, but I have this one story, and I met this young girl, a young woman, at a beauty show, and she had a salon, but she was very confused in how to be the leader. Like, she really didn't know how to have those tough conversations. She knew that she wanted to change her compensation structure. She wanted to change the direction of how she was serving her clients. She wanted to change all of these different things, but the noodles were all tangled up and she didn't know where to start. So by coming in, I really got her to focus on what was the, if we could solve one thing today, what would that be? And that was, for her, it was her compensation structure. So we had to then start there and really map that out as a new compensation structure for her existing team that made sense for her business to be profitable, but then on top of it, that we weren't taking money away from the team. And then how could she present that as a confident leader? So that was, it was a great story, a great adventure for me. And in the end, what I want you to know is she's, her business is well over $1 million business now.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. And she's confident and
yes.
she's poised and she knows that people are, you're getting paid what they deserve. And it,
yes.
she's making money that she deserves. That's the main thing that I find with a lot of entrepreneurs. They don't pay themselves first. You know, they
exactly.
Yeah.
I know, I was there. I didn't pay myself for years.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I just read this Profit First book. One of my coaches had turned me onto that. And I'm like, that's an interesting concept. So now I pay myself first every single week and it, you know, it feels good. And I don't feel like I'm taking money from the business. I feel like this is the way it should be. So,
exactly.
You know, it took me this many years to figure that part out again.
Well, right. And profits don't fall from the sky. You actually have to plan for them.
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And the only way you do that is to pay yourself first, actually.
Yes.
So that you do have that fallback if you need it. And you know, we work so much as entrepreneurs that it makes sense for us to pay ourselves. But
100%.
Half the time we think, oh, that's stealing from the company. But no,
no,
it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing about what happens is of what I find with entrepreneurs and paying themselves, just a real quick note here, is when I talk to them about taking home their pay and taking home a paycheck or some sort of, you know, income off of their business. And then I'm going through their expenses and I'm like, well, who's paying for the car payment? They're like, well, I'm putting it through the business. I said, that's your paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, who's paying for that Costco run?
Oh, well, the business. Right. But then half the time, you know, the company, unless they're a corporation, shouldn't be paying for the car anyhow.
Of course.
You know, so
of course.
Back to that. We don't know what we don't know until we know and it's too late, you know, hence attorneys or fees or legal or any of that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What you do is so important in the world for sure. Now I know that you have something that the audience can download possibly. Yeah. And I wanted to get everybody on the board with this to know what you're offering. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I have my downloadable ebook. It's a great little book and it is really, and it's right behind me right here, Connecting to Your Chaos.
I like that we both have circles behind us.
Right?
We are so in alignment, Meg. It's just
we
crazy.
Are. We are. We have our circles. We have our books. I love
That's
your
right.
Bird circle. I love. But it's connecting. My book is called Connecting to Your Chaos, Reclaiming Your Power with Purpose. And it is with purpose that we have to go into our businesses and really reflect on them in a way that brings purpose to our life, but adds purpose that we are doing it intentionally. Let me put it that way. So we have intention and we have purpose, and I offer some great information there. And then I have some great tools that I can share if anybody would want to hop on my calendar and hop on and have a strategy session. I have a great planning tool that helps people to really separate out some of those thoughts easily and create some movement in where they want to go.
Yeah, that's very generous. I appreciate that. We'll put the link in the show notes. And, you know, even if you feel like you have a plan, I think it's always good to relook at your plan and kind of see, is this where I still am? I know I'm reviewing that all the time. You know, is this really the plan that's good, the good plan? Or is it, could this plan be made better or more succinct or in more in alignment with where I am in our life? Because here's the thing, I think with what you do, Meg, is so invaluable, is that we change all the time. And if we don't stop and kind of notice where we are at the time, and if we're still in alignment with what, where we thought we were going, that's a critical thing.
Yeah, for sure. I just had a conversation earlier with a group of women, and it was about really looking at your business plan. Like, this is a great time of year to look at your business plan or your life plan. Like, we have to look at both. This is a great time of year to start planning for the next year. But just because we write it down and we create our goals and we create some action steps and some milestones that we want to achieve doesn't mean that it's going to go exactly as planned and that it's okay. And we have to be able to, I hate the word pivot because of the pandemic and what that did, but we have to be flexible and we do have to be able to pivot and know that it's okay. It's really okay. It's not written in stone.
Well, that's the beauty of plans, actually, is that they morph. Yeah. And I always tell my people, if you don't know what you were going to do, you don't know what you didn't do. So at least have a plan, and it's going to change, because the one thing in life that's constant is change.
Change, yes.
But, you know, you need a path forward, some type of linear path forward that will change. I mean, it's guaranteed your plans are going to change.
Yes.
But again, if you know kind of where you're headed, you go off in the right direction. So I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. Well, this has been a pleasure. It's so good to reconnect with you. You know, we go back a ways.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to have you on the podcast, Meg. And I wish you big success. And everybody, make sure and download what Meg's offering to you, because it's valuable and it doesn't cost you anything, just your time and your brain to kind of figure out what you don't know that you thought you might know.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathy, so much. I want to acknowledge you for really bringing this to light to people and helping them with getting organized and all of the things that you offer for people who are in the chaos.
There's a lot in chaos. You know, I go into chaos from time to time, and thank you. That's appreciative. One more thing. Is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't, that you really wanted to talk about?
Who?
Or are we good?
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Okay. Well, until next week, you guys, I will see you. Thanks for tuning in. And until then, I'll see you next time. And thanks, Meg.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.